Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? It's your host, Steve Halepka, here tonight again for another episode of the Super Flexible Podcast. Of course, I'm joined here tonight by my boy, Swags. What's up, Swags?
What is up, man? How you been?
I'm good, man. How's your Thanksgiving?
Good, yours?
Man, it was hectic. I'm in that e-commerce life, so like we just don't stop over that whole weekend. It's just totally crazy.
Oh, yes.
Did get some good pumpkin pie time, though, on Thanksgiving, so I cannot complain about that one iota. And then also joining us tonight, of course, Tudrick.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, I'm over here.
Mr. What's up, fellas? Onion Pudding himself.
Oh, it's so good. You guys don't know. So
time maybe out. What is this? What is this? Explaining to the listeners what this is.
Nah, it's onion pudding. It's just one of those family tradition foods that we make. It's a bunch of onions and butter, cream, all the good healthy fatty fat stuff. It's just delicious.
Is it almost like a cream spinach but with onions, or is it like
an actual pudding? No, it's definitely not pudding. It's just kind of southern.
It's like,
I guess.
Pudding.
No. I guess it probably has a texture more like a souffle kind of deal. It's just what we call it down here.
I like it. I'm down for it.
Lies.
Nope.
I'd be up to try it for sure.
All right. It's not a family recipe, but I'm going to connect the damn onion pudding recipe to this show. Just saying. You're welcome.
Throw it in. Link the recipe in the show notes. Let's get one in the show notes for sure. I love it.
You're welcome.
All right, so before we get into some more onion pudding talk, let's run down what's going on tonight. We've got, of course, a ton of NFL news and notes, a bunch of injuries to recap. We're going to talk a little bit about some quarterback situations in 2019 and going forward. Then Tudrick is going to bring back his double shot. The man is on fire. Then, of course, talk about our duds versus studs and then some super flex trades. But before all that, let's talk about where you can find us on Twitter. So, Swags, where can the folks find you?
I am at @DFF_swag.
Awesome. Tudrick?
At @FL2minimum and at superflexpod. I messed it up, but whatever. It's cool.
That's all right. And, of course, I can be found at @TheRealHalepka and at @SuperFlexTrades. So let's hop right in and talk about some big-time quarterback news. So the Bengals placed Andy Dalton on IR with some torn ligaments in his thumb, ending his season. And also the Jags have benched Blake Bortles. That means now for the Jaguars, Cody Kessler is going to be the starting quarterback. And our favorite Gator, Jeff Driskel, is going to be starting for the Cincinnati Bengals going forward.
Watch out.
Yeah, so obviously these two are potentially super desperation ads going forward for the rest of this year. But we'll start with Swags on this one. Out of Kessler or Driskel, which one would you rather have on your roster going forward if you're super desperate?
I think I would take Driskel, and it's more just
smart play.
Assuming mm-hmm. that AJ Green's back and they've got Boyd, better totally weapons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing for you, Tudrick.
I am the same. I'll take Driskel, but I think Bortles at some point probably gets his job back. It's Driskel's rest of the season. So the next couple of games are tough for him, but I'm telling you, week 15 and 16 with Driskel, you might be able to do it in Superflex playoffs. Woo! Watch out.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. I think the rushing upside too with Driskel, we saw it, you know, the last couple times he's had to step in for Dalton. That rushing upside's also nice. Gives him a nice four.
That's a 4.640 guy. Like, he has wheels. Mm-hmm. Like, he came to Florida mm-hmm. to run the read option for us. You know what I mean? He was recruited by Urban and came in and then right when he left. So, like, that's what he was going to run. Never really put it together with Florida. Where'd he go? Lafayette? SMU? Some shit like that. You guys know what I'm talking about. And actually played well over there, so... I'd like to see him bounce. You know, he's been bounced around, but I like Driskel. I don't think we see Green anymore. Why? Yeah. Why do we need to see Green?
I am with you.
Yeah, it's such a shame too. Because I mean, he was having a really solid year, and then so it's just gonna be so brutal. It's gonna be Driskel and like Joe Mixon out there. So, do you think they run in Cincinnati more of the option based system, kind of like what Baltimore's doing with Lamar Jackson right now? Tudrick.
I mean, that I think that would probably better suit him. I think we'll see a smaller version of that. Maybe more similar to what we saw, you know, with Russell Wilson in Seattle, or even a little bit of that Blake kind of read option that we saw last year in a few games. They'll let the kid throw it around. It's nice to see John Ross finally showing up, even if it's only on, you know, limited targets, but putting it out there. And I'm not the hugest Tyler Boyd fan, but so Uzuma, what did he get? Double digit targets last week? I mean, that's another one there to look at.
Can we throw this a different direction too, though? Like, now, what is the dynasty buy low value on Dalton? AJ Green, for that matter.
I still think yeah, go for it. Yeah, the AJ one.
Why not Dalton? That's the piece. Yeah, I get it.
I mean, he's going to have to be cheap now. I think he's still worth a first rounder for sure. First rounder maybe, and maybe an extra late round pick, because I still think he's the quarterback in Cincinnati going forward, even though they have a somewhat of an out going forward. I still think he's going to be an NFL starter.
I agree. But do you think you can get him for you? I don't know. I don't want to give you more than a first.
I know, but I don't think you're going to get. I think you have to get, like, can I do a first and a third and give me Dalton and Driscoll if that person has it? You know what I mean? Can I get both of those pieces for something like that?
So I get a first and a third, and I'm giving you Dalton
and Driscoll.
Oh, that's kind of fair.
I think it's kind of fair. I just don't want to give you a first. I just don't want to give you a first.
I gave you the first.
Oh, you're giving me the first.
Yeah. If you're the Dalton owner and the Driscoll owner, would you take a one and a three for both the pieces?
I'd probably do that depending on my contention cycle, but it's tough.
So if you're not good, you're gonna do it. You're not grabbing Dalton and Driscoll and, you know, ready to make a run in this playoffs, right?
That's
like,
for sure.
You know, right. What you're saying. So if you're a bottom level, you know, middle bottom level team, you're okay doing the first and third for both pieces.
Taking the picks and giving you the aged quarterback that has had two thumb surgeries now and up and down seasons throughout his whole career. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
It's close, though. I mean, honestly, like, I'm not just solid like, quarterback to crap on him, but yeah, definitely a solid QB2.
Yeah.
Yep. Totally agree. Let's talk a little bit about the Jaguar side. Obviously, you know, the Jags fired Nathaniel Hackett, moving to Cody Kessler for now. Kessler and Bortles, like, what's the thought there? Is Kessler worth anything for a spot starter for the rest of the year? Or let's actually move to the Blake Bortles discussion. Like, is Bortles, and we'll start with Two Drink on this one, does Bortles have a first round pick equity right now, or is he someone that you think you could pick up for cheaper than that with these issues going forward?
I think, does Bortles cost more than Dalton right now?
I don't think he should.
Oh, I feel like the numbers have probably kind of favored Bortles, though, right? Like, he's finished right around that friend's QB1 for fantasy for a few years now. So, like, that way he should. But I think I'm with you. I think at this point, Dalton's probably getting a little more. I definitely don't want to give you a first for Blake. Like, I think, man, the Jags, I hate that they gave him that option for next year. I'm still hearing people down here, because I am in Jacksonville, talking about they're still going to dump him, which is a super dumb move. Does Blake get a starting job anywhere else? Like, I feel like when he leaves Jacksonville, he's just a journeyman backup.
First round, would you take a first round pick right now for Blake Bortles? Is that his equity in a trade, or do you think it's less than that?
I don't want to pay the same amount for him over Dalton, right? Like, that's not.
How old is Blake Bortles?
2014 class. I think he's 28.
Swags, if Blake Bortles, like, I know they gave him the option.
27.
They gave him the option for next year in Jacksonville, but being down here in that area, I've heard a lot of people starting to rumble about they're still going to cut him, eat that, whatever, 11, 18 mil, whatever that stupid number is. If Blake goes somewhere else, does he get a starting job anywhere else? Because I don't think so. I think he's a backup journeyman at best.
Yeah, so right? Blake's 26. He'll turn 27 next April.
What about New York?
What?
So I
everybody's think Dalton would have a better Eli's chance job. Of getting that.
Yeah,
yeah. I think. Go ahead.
No, as I was saying, like Dalton could leave Cincinnati, and they decide to go another way. You know, coaching or whatever. And I think Dalton's still got a good chance to have a starting gig somewhere else, like mm-hmm. maybe New York, maybe Jacksonville when they cut Blake. I don't think Blake gets that, so I'm not going to spend the same amount. I'm not giving you a first for Blake.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't even really want to give you a second at this point. Like, I don't know that I want it, and that sucks because I have Blake in a super flex.
And I mean, honestly, like,
I have to move him before this comes out.
Then you're throwing somebody like Tyrod Taylor. Like, he could be a quarterback for some of these teams as well.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And we'll chat about that in a little bit, too. We'll chat about some of the situations where guys, these journeymen could pop
up. Don't get ahead of them.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, that was good stuff. So let's stick with Jacksonville real quick. And obviously, Leonard Fournette got suspended for, basically having a fight in the sidelines of the Jacksonville-Buffalo game this past weekend. This is more of a short-term kind of redraft. But for this week, I mean, Yeldon or Hyde, who's your pick? We'll go through this pretty quickly. Who would your pick be out of Yeldon or Hyde?
I'll take Yeldon. Definitely in full or half PPR. Even in standard, I still want to go Yeldon.
Yeldon as okay. well.
Yep, I agree with that. I think the passing game upside with TJ Yeldon would be my direction for sure.
That O-line got worse again. Did Norvell get hurt now? Like, good yep. Lord. I don't know that it, like, I think Hyde gets obviously some more work, but I don't think he's going anywhere. And I think Indy's going to get up pretty quick. So it just kind of shows more to Yeldon. Plus, you figure with Cody Kessler coming in, kind of a dump-off king, known for it before anyways. The young guy coming in, the easy pass to Yeldon. So, yes. Don't play Hyde is what I'm telling you. I'm just saying. Don't do it.
Makes sense. I like it. I like Yeldon. I hear you. Let's talk about a bit more of a concerning issue for teams that are heading into the playoff stretch, and that's Melvin Gordon. Asked his coaches if he could play this past week. So they let him play. First half of last week's game, you were euphoric. Two touchdowns. Life. And then an MCL sprain. He's officially week to week. We know he's going to miss the Pittsburgh game and probably next week against the Bengals. So we're down to Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson. If you are the Gordon owner, I'm hoping you have Eckler on your roster. But if it's not the case, I mean, what do we think? Swag, I'll go to you first as the Rookie Fever aficionado on the podcast. Any love for Justin Jackson going forward with Eckler?
Not a ton, to be honest with you. Not from me, not with some of the other guys that have emerged in the league over the last couple weeks. I mean, I'd rather have like the Gus Edwards or the Josh Adams or Eckler, to be 100% with you. Who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah. So do you see a 50-50 split going forward? Do you think Eckler is going to be like the man
I think we'll see more Eckler.
Okay.
That's what I think. I mean, what do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, Eckler in that London game, I think, did like 9% some crazy shit of the snaps there. But I think that might have just been early in the season, too. Jackson's kind of working his way in. I don't think it's 50-50, but I'm not as excited about Eckler I think as everybody else. I think he'll be an okay, low end RB2 for you going forward. I don't know that we get those big boom games.
Yeah, I don't want you to think that I'm super excited about Eckler because I took him over Justin Jackson though.
Right. No, sure. Melvin's coming back the week after that. Those two you mentioned 3 weeks from now against the Chiefs in a big time game. He's coming back. By the way. The double reverse, like, why are we running that play to Melvin Gordon? Was the toss from Eckler? Like, there might be some shadiness happening. Watch this. I need some playing time.
All right, oh, my gosh. Conspiracy theories that the backup running back just hurt the best player on the roster. I like it.
Cold medicine and whiskey will do that too.
That's right. That's what it'll do. But yeah, so kind of same thoughts there. To drink, you're taking Eckler over Jackson.
I mean, yeah, you're not picking up both and saying I'm playing Jackson over him. Not in this first week. Again, I'm not going to be surprised if you know, by that next week that he's eating a little bit more into it. But you're still going to start Eckler.
Yep. Yeah, no, I totally agree there. I do think, though, Jackson will start to eat into some work next week. I could see close to a 50-50 split. I actually kind of like Jackson when he was coming out at a Northwestern. He really showed some decent burst there. And for a seventh-round running back, I know he wasn't the biggest body in Northwestern, but he definitely has a good burst, I think.
A lot of miles on those legs, man. He carried the rock a ton up there, but he could catch a little bit too. Like, he's not just just a run guy, and Eckler's going to keep all those passes. They can do the same stuff with him in there.
Yep. No, I agree.
Fun to watch. I'll give you that.
So I could see Eckler kind of getting the majority of the work this week, kind of like you said, Swag, and then Justin Jackson cutting in a bit more next week, and then hopefully Melly coming back for the playoff run on week 14. That would be ideal for, I think, everybody involved. So let's just go down a list of players that were put on IR over the last few days. Some skill players, some offensive linemen, some defensive players. So first from the Lions, Marvin Jones. So I think that means Bruce Ellington is the de facto number two in Detroit. Swag, correct me if I'm wrong there. But it looks like Ellington will be the slot man with his great 5 yards per catch. So really, really, dominating life there. But I think that's just more goodness for Kenny Galladay. Our boy Jack Doyle, man. Damn. Like, Jack Doyle's on IR. Like, that's
your boy.
That's your claim. That's
I know. Yeah. Totally screwed me on this one. Ebron.
Should have listened to us about Ebron
from the jump. Yeah, I know. I should have. Ebron's been an absolute monster this year. So it'll be Ebron and Mo Alie-Cox, the former collegiate basketball player at tight end for the Colts. With Ebron probably locked in, is consensus top 5 tight end rest of the season, Eric Ebron?
I mean, he's already there, right?
Right.
Yep, I like it.
Okay, cool. Panthers receiver Demir Bird went on IR. He's mostly, their kick returner too, so kind of helping out potentially Curtis Samuel there.
Yeah.
Jags offensive lineman and big money Andrew Norwell put on IR. That offensive line takes another hit. So I think they're definitely gonna have to play Eric Flowers going forward, which is just not good for anybody.
Well, he's been starting in that spot too.
He has been at right tackle.
Gross to watch. Yeah.
It is gross. Yeah, no, I mean, they're just really beat up front. I mean, Linder's hurt, Orwell's hurt. Like, it's a mash unit now, kind of like how the Redskins were a couple weeks ago. So just be weary, for any of those skill players in the Jags this week. Going forward, it may be really, really ugly, even against an indie team. And then on defense, just real quick, 49ers corner Jimmy Ward, Vikings safety Andrew Sandejo, and finally the Broncos tight end Jeff Heirman put on IR. So it looks like it's Matt Lacoste out there.
Sutton.
And yeah.
More Sutton, please.
Oh, please. Please throw him the ball. Like, just give him the ball. We need him to get the ball. I mean, Manny Sanders played damn well last week, though. I will give him that. Like, Manny Sanders was balling out last week as much as he possibly could. But yeah, please throw the ball to Cortland Sutton. Okay, so now let's go to some questionable quarterback situations going forward. What we're looking with our crystal ball into 2019 and in the future. And let's start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we talked about it a bit before. I think the assumption is, well, I'll ask you guys. Swags, do you think Blake Bortles is the quarterback in 2019 for the Jags?
Probably not, but I don't think it'd be that crazy if he's there another year. $11 million isn't chump change. It's not like quarterbacks are just all over the place for teams to be had.
That's true. To drink, do you think Bortles is there or is he gone?
I think he's still there here.
Okay.
I'm going to stay starter. Here.
And the starter.
Yeah. I guess they draft a rookie quarterback. Man, they really shouldn't. This window is closed and they need a free agent. Like, I'm just saying.
Tyrod Taylor.
Better, I'll give you one better than Tyrod. Teddy. Give me some Teddy Two Gloves.
They should have got him before, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see Teddy Two Gloves in Jacksonville. I think he could be great. I really do. Really use that boot game. He's super accurate in the short distance. I think he'd be awesome there. But I do think Bortles will be back. I think he's going to be a Jaguar for 2019. I don't see Tom Coughlin in his old age, you know, trying to blow up the quarterback position. I think he thinks that Bortles could potentially get the job done with a new offensive coordinator. So I do think he stays. Let's move on to my beloved New York Giants. I will not answer first because this is a dear, close topic to my heart. So we'll start with Two Drink on this one.
I'm going to say it's still Eli next year, but wow. You're going to draft a quarterback. But I bet Eli starts the first couple of games at least. It won't be a here it is. Swags.
I'm going to still put Flacco there. Y'all think I'm joking. Ooh, but I'm interesting. Keep putting Flacco in New York.
No, he's in Miami. I already told you.
Really? Interesting. Oh, I think it's an interesting call in Miami. We didn't talk. I don't have him on the list, but let's talk about Miami then.
No.
You brought him up, man. You brought him up. I gotta talk about it.
No.
So Tanny obviously is an injury waiting to happen. We've seen that before, just come to fruition time and time again. So
it's like,
do you think
saying it lightly?
Yeah. Right.
So
this is my
think,
team, Dick. Chill out.
I know. We'll start with Swags. We'll let you go last.
Damn it.
So Swags, what do you think happens in Miami?
It's
not Brock Osweiler. I think we can all agree on that.
I think it's Tannehill next year.
Okay.
But I mean,
any particular reason?
Two Drink is obviously closer to home. Two Drink, I don't know much about that contract situation, so I'm not even going to sit here and act like I do. But I think that that's who they're going to go with, at least for next year.
I think it all depends on if Gase is still there or not. And yeah. I don't think Gase will be there. So, yeah, Dolphins have done stupider things with money in the past. I can't put it past them. The Flacco is just a joke at Swags a little bit. We've kind of made that call back and forth for a few months now, it feels like. So it's
Flacco
just
will be
him.
Somewhere that's not Baltimore.
Good call.
I agree.
He would definitely.
I agree.
Be
Flacco is a starting quarterback. Yes, Flacco is definitely an NFL starting quarterback. I totally agree on that. I'm going to say Tanny's still the guy there too in Miami going forward.
Yay. Another six wins.
It could be Bortles. I mean.
Stop. They should just trade Florida quarterbacks because they can both be just pissed off. New fan bases can just be upset. It'd be hilarious. Let's talk about the Bengals real quick. I know we alluded to him a bit earlier. Andy Dalton has a contract out coming up. On one of those, there's not a huge cap hit if they do cut him. Do we think Andy Dalton's a starter going forward in Cincinnati? To drink?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I think he's at least there next year because I don't know that it's that expensive for them to get out, but it's not crazy for them to stay too for what quarterbacks are making now. So free agent wise, there's not a huge class coming out there unless you're gonna trade for one or you're gonna go the rookie route. I mean, does Driscoll kill it these next four games and they're like, sweet, push him out? As much as I want to see Driscoll succeed, that's not happening.
No. Swags.
Yeah, I think Dalton will be there next year as well.
Yep. Consensus. I think Dalton's quarterback.
Yep.
This one I think might be interesting. So the Bucks. We know Jameis's rookie deal is coming up to an end. They're going to have to try and, I would think, try to re-sign him in the offseason if they want him to be their franchise quarterback. First, I think we can all agree Dirk Koetter will not be the head coach of this team next year. But will Jameis be the starting quarterback opening day in 2019 and going forward? To drink.
I'm just going to say yes. It really is going to depend on the coach coming in because you never know what that new coach is looking for and that kind of thing. But at this point, I'm going to call it Jameis. I think at this point, Jameis holds on to it for the rest of the season. But I have me and Swags have a 3.5 pick over under bet on when Fitzpatrick comes back. So we'll see. I think Winston has to throw more than three picks, and Swag says three is the number.
I think three might be the number two, to be honest.
Well, that's what I stuttered at, and he picked three, so I pushed his three for him.
I agreed. He's like, right? No, we are like, not agreeing.
I need a bet out of this.
Swag, is Jameis Winston the quarterback for the Bucs next year?
No, I think he'll be a starter somewhere, though.
Really? Okay, so you think they trade him in the offseason?
I think it's time to part ways.
Wow. Okay. So I know this is really digging deep into the crystal ball. Where do you think Jameis ends up?
I have absolutely no idea. I'd love to see him with like Barkley or something like that, or strong running back, you know, and I put Flacco there, I know, and we're just speculating, but I'd love to see a situation like that.
If Jameis was with the Giants, I don't think I could like stand up for a couple weeks.
You know, like maybe like Denver.
That's gross.
Denver's not on the list. I wouldn't mind seeing that, though.
Denver would be really interesting, I think.
I like that one.
I do like that one, too.
And then Ryan Griffin will be the starter for the Bucks.
Oh, Jesus. As much as I know we think we like Ryan Griffin, they would definitely try to get something back or some kind of veteran on that team.
Yeah, or they'll draft another running back that they don't know how to use.
Or that, too. That could be it, too. Yeah. Especially whoever that new head coach is coming in.
I don't have a ton of faith in the team. I hope that Jameis goes to another team, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree there. So we'll finish up here with the Raiders. I know Derek Carr and John Gruden clearly have not seen eye to eye. To drink, is Derek Carr the Raiders quarterback next year, or is he somewhere else?
Man, there is no telling with John Gruden. Who knows? I'm going to say it's still Derek Carr, but would it surprise you if Gruden went out and got like, what's the oldest? But Flacco, I guess. That'd be the oldest guy out there.
Eli.
Eli, yeah, one of those guys ends up in a Raider uniform. Nobody would be surprised whatsoever.
The Giants would go run to do that. Eli and their like second round pick for Derek Carr. Sign me up. Just go do it. Make it happen now.
Yeah. Right? Holy cow. What? So all these old people he's brought in, none of them are playing anymore because they're old. They're all broken.
Mm-hmm. Jordy got back on the field, but yeah, he's nowhere near
not really
productive.
I want Jordy to be a thing, and it's not.
It's not a thing. No. I mean, it's not even close. Like, Marcel Aitman's going to get more work than Jordy Nelson this week. It's just gross.
Aitman's sneaky, though. Oklahoma State kid.
Uh-huh.
Body.
Definitely a big body. Right. Swags, what do you think about the Raiders next year?
I mean, at least I'm not a Raiders fan. It'll probably be Carr. I mean, I don't know, man. Or maybe some AJ McCarron.
Make a mistake, right? Right.
We hope it's not AJ McCarron, I think, for our sanity. It'd be so gross.
Yeah, I think it'll be Derek Carr.
I think Carr stays there as well.
I think sometimes we forget how many times over the years we shit on Matt Ryan, excuse me, and Andy Dalton and all these players, and we always assume that they're done and they're toast, but these guys are franchise quarterbacks, like it or not. Like, that's the contracts they got. That's their job. That's what they do for a living. They're in the NFL as starting quarterbacks. They don't just go away like Blake Bortles does.
Right. And Derek Carr, too, 2 years ago, he might have been the MVP before he got hurt. Like, for he was sure. playing at an amazing level with a good team around him. So he's proven he can get the job done. It's just a matter of the pieces around him. He needs some help. Like, that offensive line was getting older. So they drafted two tackles who right now suck. But like, he definitely has talent. It's just a matter of him having some pieces to work with.
If only they had somebody like Amari Cooper.
Right? An amazing route runner at receiver who can get open at will and, you know, just take the top off the defense as well. It'd be really great to have that piece. Yep. Dumbasses.
I agree.
God damn it. So stupid.
Well, maybe they'll draft like two of them in the first round this year.
Oh, they have enough picks. That's for damn sure.
Just take a bunch of guys. That'd be awesome.
Oh, gosh. All right. So before we get into Tutoring's double shot of the week, let's talk a bit about GT bets.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. GTBets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to GTBets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflex in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
All right, to drink your double shot, man. Let's talk about last week. Last week, man, you were freaking on fire.
Yeah, 3-0 hot streak last week. I wrote down 4-0 because I did write one thinking we were going to record early at some point. We didn't get to do it. I got one on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I think Swags told me I couldn't count it. I'm not really sure what
I counted it.
You're damn right you counted it. 4-0 last week.
4-0 last week. Listen to the man. All right, first shot.
First shot, the fighting Josh Allens. Bills are getting 5 points to go to my Miami Dolphins. Bills are winning outright. So, yeah, give me the Bills plus 5. Allen had more rushing yards than Lamar Jackson last week, right? So, didn't you tell me that? And a rushing touchdown.
99 yards on 13 touches and one touchdown.
Josh Allen is out rushing Lamar Jackson again this week. You're welcome. You'll hear about that a little bit later, I think. My second shot is the Panthers going on the road, -3.5. Really wish that was 3. So hopefully you guys listened way back when we were doing GT bets in the beginning. Maybe Panthers is your favorite team. You get that half point.
There you go.
And it's at 3, and it's feeling a little bit better. But Panthers, -3.5 at the Bucs. I think the Bucs are just too dysfunctional at this point. Give me the Panthers riding high.
Yeah, that Bucs defense is a joke. Absolute joke.
Hey, what are you taking shots of over there tonight to drink?
Whiskey and...
cough syrup.
Whiskey Tussin.
Yeah, there it is. If I put lemon in it, is it... and heat it up. That's a hot toddy, right?
There you go.
It's cold down here for Florida. We're getting to like 34.
You sound like New Jersey, man. You sound like up north. I like it. It's real winter.
Oh, dude, it's been so bad up here.
I got a heated blanket on me right now. I'm feeling snuggly.
We lost power for about 20 minutes last night because of weight on the lines.
That's stupid. Whoa. It's so cold. The power's like, we're out.
Quick shout out to our sponsor over at Whiskey Tussin, and then we'll get into some duds versus studs.
Awesome. All right. I would love that to be an actual sponsor. That'd be so sick.
Let's make it happen. About them.
Yeah, $1 million idea. Whiskey Tussin. You heard it here first, trademarked. Don't steal it.
All right. So, of course, let's do some duds versus studs. All right, so last week, hit that recap up, to drink. Do we have that?
So last week, you were not on, and you cheat, so we decided not to do it because it was the short one after Thanksgiving, and we wanted to give you a fair shot to stay in this game because you have been sucking.
The one before I did really good.
Yeah, the week before, Swags did kill it with a Josh Rosen pick in there. So
I saw that.
We're gonna let Swags go first here. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, week I am taking the 55% owned Baker Mayfield, and I'm taking him against gross ass Aaron Rodgers at 100% ownership.
I love it. Aaron Rodgers. The fact that you have it is gross ass Aaron Rodgers.
It's literally in the notes. It's awesome.
It makes my day.
Rodgers and them are at the Cardinals, right? Like, why?
Yes.
That matchup doesn't scare you.
It's not a good matchup for quarterbacks, actually. The Cardinals have been really good against quarterbacks.
No, I gotcha. I mean, Patrick Peterson's there, you know, probably take care of Devontae Adams. I think Adams, you're still going to play if you got it. But I don't know. I think Rodgers still has a decent game, even with their line kind of banged up, too. But
I wanted to put Baker up against the highest percent owned player.
And that's the one you chose. All right, fair enough. I gotcha. All right, Mr. Rookie Fever. Fair enough.
Yep.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, Steve. Steve, why don't you get on the board? Get on the board.
All right. Time to redeem myself. Time to redeem myself.
Go, Steve. Go. Go, Steve. Go.
Lamar Jackson action. Lamar Jackson time. I'm counting on some of that rushing goodness against the Falcons in Atlanta at 42% over Russell Wilson, who's 95% playing the Niners. I'm really hopeful they get out to a big lead early. The Niners and Nick Mullins just crap the bed again, can't throw anything, can't do anything, and they run the ball 800 times like they really want to do. That's my hope for this game coming up. So, yeah, Lamar Jackson, 42%, Russell Wilson, 95%. Give me some Lamar.
Yeah, I don't hate that one at all.
What do you got to drink?
I like Russ for San Francisco, though, so that's a tough one. I get you. I think I tried to mess you up there in the notes, too. Not even on purpose.
No, I know.
Lamar Jackson versus Baltimore. That's his own team. I don't even know if that's what team I wrote.
Yep.
All right. My turn. The one that's going to win is now. Oh, you're messing me up now. Somebody's messing me up. Josh Allen against my Fins. It's not 83%. I think it's 3%.
3%. You're right. 3%.
Yeah. Over Carson Wentz, 93%, taking a page out of a swag's book. Carson Wentz versus Washington.
You guys are messing with the notes right now.
Good Lord. I like Josh Allen a lot. As you heard before, I think he outrushes Lamar Jackson again. And I have no faith in my Dolphins. Plain and simple. I'm going to win. I'm going to stop looking at these notes because you guys are messing me up.
I like that call. I think Allen actually has a very safe floor. Carson Wentz has not been great over these last couple weeks. Obviously put together against the Giants a bit late, but has not been phenomenal. So I like Josh Allen for sure. That's a ballsy call. That's a massive point swing, too. That's 90 points to start off with. Yeah, man. I like that call. Yep.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah. That's how you win it. Yeah.
You can try to get on the board like me. Just try to get one. Try to get one.
But if Allen outscores Wentz, there's no way we beat him. Yep.
That's massive. All right.
Losing anyways.
That's probably true. I mean, I've been terrible in this game so far this year, but there is time. There is still time to make up for it. So before we get into our Superflex trades, let's talk about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
Oh, love that Scouting Academy stuff, man. It's so good. Such an awesome class. I mean, just super cool. You really learn a lot about football, how someone really, how you break it down, how you watch film, how you get the most out of your football experience. But now let's go to almost everyone's favorite segment, Superflex trades. Let's hit it up.
Who's isn't it? Who's?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll talk to you, jerk.
Superflex trades is the way to go. Let's be honest. So obviously hit us up. Use that hashtag Superflex. Hit us up at Superflex Trades, at Superflex Pod to get all of your trade questions in. So let's start off with from at TB12_balls. Love that name. Love it. It's so good. So good. So 0.5 PPR Superflex Dynasty, Mitchell Trubisky or James White, Alex Smith in a 2019 first. Let's start with swag on this one.
I'm trying to understand what's going on with this trade. First of all, I want the Mitch side, but
yep,
it's like that side gets the nice younger quarterback. Whereas the team that's getting rid of Alex Smith. So you don't need him. Obviously, whoever's getting him, you're getting an old quarterback who's maybe done forever. Uh-huh. A 2019 first and a James White for one of the biggest like leaps in value in quarterback this year in Mitch Trubisky for just James White in a 2019 first. That's what you're getting. So I don't get the angle of this trade. What are you trying to do? Just get the pick and you're not getting younger or better. Yeah, it's Mitch by a long shot. I hate to like shit all over the mindset here, but I don't get what's going on here.
I agree. Mitch by a whole lot here too, to drink.
So I agree with both of you. Once I saw at TB12's balls, I was like, this is trades going in anyways. It didn't even matter what it was at that point. But so then I voted Trubisky. And 263 votes, 52% Trubisky.
That's wow. It. Wow.
So I was like, well, I got to put it on because maybe one of you guys will go the other way. I'm not a huge James White fan. Like Swag said, at that point, that side is playing for next year at best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tell me the Patriots aren't going to bring another running back in. Don't they like bring two or three in every year, it seems like? Right, I mean, I know Sony's the guy now, but does that mean James White's still a big part next year? That first is a super question mark. I'm not as harsh on Alex Smith as Swags is.
The injury, though. That was a bad injury.
It's a gruesome injury.
For sure. And I definitely don't think he's, 100% ready to go beginning of the season by any means. But I don't know that he's just gone. But I still want Mitch by a long shot, like you said. I mean, it was hard to get a first and super flex for Mitch when Fox was still there, you know what I mean? The end of last year.
Yep.
And now you're getting these three pieces and we're all by like, I would give up way more.
Yeah.
I almost feel like all you're getting is a first in a worst case situation, Alex Smith, like, and that's
for a team playing for next year basically is my guess. You know what I mean? Yep. Like you said, like getting that. So yeah, it's a bit of a head scratcher, but when it's that close and I felt so strongly, I was like, well, huh?
Yeah. I had to throw it on. No, good call. I mean, just other larger question here. I know we're kind of running out of time, but 2019 draft class, I'm not overwhelmed by this class like I was for 18. Do you guys have the same feeling? Like, do you think it's not a like superstar laden class?
I agree with you completely. And to your point, you're making that Trubisky side better so that pick could be a later pick now with you giving them Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good call, too. It's a really good call. So, yeah, for a draft that's not going to be super heavy with superstars, may not be worth a whole lot. But Trubisky, I agree. We're all in consensus here. It's worth a lot more. Let's move on now from our buddy at DFF Memphis, friend of the show.
Huge trade here.
Yeah, this is a massive deal. So this is just a regular Dynasty League, I'm guessing.
He didn't write it in there. It's not that I forgot it. He just didn't write it. It was just a question.
We'll assume.
He made this trade. I wish I wrote down more about it, but I'm almost positive I know which side he did. Like, he made this trade.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you yet.
So, Joe Mixon, Amari Cooper, and Kenny Galladay, or Saquon Barkley.
Wow.
Massive, massive haul there. So, let's start with Swag on this one.
I mean, man, huge trade, first of all.
Yep.
It's so crazy. But I want that Mixon, Cooper, and Kenny G side.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're giving up so much, but I also know that's about what you have to give to get Barkley, just for the allure of Barkley to be on your
just
team.
To have
that's
it on
about
your team.
What you have to pay. But give me all those pieces, Mixon, Cooper, and Kenny Galladay. I think that you're setting your team up for success for a while.
Yeah. All those pieces are huge pieces.
Is there any size of league that changes your mind? Like, I'm almost certain this is not an 8-man league, but if we went to 8-man, does it change your mind at all? You know what I mean? Is there anything, obviously, in a higher league, the more depth you have, the better, but is there any version there?
No, not for me, bro. I mean, you're getting arguably a top 12 wide receiver, a top 7 running back, and then another top 20 wide receiver with Kenny Galladay.
Yeah. I could not agree more.
So, I mean, yeah. Yep.
Steve, which side are you taking?
I'm taking the Mixon, Amari, Kenny G side. Like, to Swag's point, like, you obviously have to give up a ton of stuff to get Saquon. At the same time, like, these are three pieces you're going to start for the next half decade at least.
Right.
At least. Yeah. They're all young pieces. What, Amari's what, 24?
Yeah, maybe? Mixon's 21.
Right? Like, these are pieces that are going to be cornerstones of your roster for the next at least 5 years.
Kenny Galladay is a sophomore, and he might be the oldest person in this trade.
Yeah, like, it's amazing. So yeah, I think I'm definitely taking that side. As much as I love Saquon Barkley, and I do love him a lot.
What about you, two drink?
I have a question to ask first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there a point next year, or maybe the year after, where Barkley is worth more than what we're seeing right now in this? I know it's not how you play it, but I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. Do either of you see that, you know, let's call it middle of next year.
No.
Is Barkley worth more than these three pieces right here?
Not to me. Barkley is at that Gurley level for me.
Yep, I agree.
And that's saying a lot. So I put him right up there. I took him over Mahomes compared to you guys. You know, I'm not just saying, right. You know, like, he is on a pedestal very high. But mm-hmm. I will take all these pieces. I think Mixon could go up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I agree. I think that Mixon has probably – I think Mixon and Galladay have probably the biggest room to improve their stock, even though Kenny is also, you know, looking really good right now. But, yeah, I think Saquon's near the top of his value.
What side of this forward. Was Memphis on to drink?
Barkley. Swags, if I put Gurley on the Barkley side, you're still taking the three pieces? yeah, go ahead.
Right?
That's tough.
Yeah, I see what you did to me there.
Huh? You set it up. I didn't even bring it up. You brought it up that way. So, Mr. Gurley, man. Do it.
Yes, I'm still going to advise you to take the mix of Amari Cooper and Kenny Galladay side.
What a hedge. I like it. Fair enough.
I like it. All right, next one from at Dustin Erickson, a 2QB full PPR, 8-team league. So we've got Aaron Rodgers, Sony Michel, and the 2019-101. Or Patrick Mahomes, James Conner, and Aaron Jones. My mind was blown when I saw these names in a trade. But let's break it down player by player, like matchup by matchup, because I think that's probably the best way to do it because it's such big pieces. So I'll start with Tudrick on this one. Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Okay. Swags?
I'll take Mahomes.
Agreed. We're agreed there.
Yep.
Sony Michel or James Conner? Swags.
Sony.
To drink.
You go.
I'll take Sony.
I'm going to go James Conner.
Okay.
You are a stubborn man.
That's all right. He's allowed to be. And then the 2019-101 or Aaron Jones. To drink.
I'm going Aaron Jones.
Swags?
So I'll take the 2019.
The pick. Yeah.
I'll take the pick also.
The name of 101 carries more than Aaron Jones, but I'm just like,
yes.
I think I would rather Aaron Jones than what I'm going to take at 101.
I kind of understand that.
Since I already have Mahomes. Like,
mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think what we're coming from is that Mahomes side, it's close. Like, because the non-quarterback piece trumps the quarterback piece, but in a 2QB league, you need that long-term value of quarterback.
Yeah,
I think for me, I would take the Mahomes side.
Does me this well. Only being eight teams change anything for you?
And at 18, you want Mahomes more.
It does.
If I can do that.
I think I agree.
But mathematically, we can all own three quarterbacks and be even split.
Sure. Which is maybe why I like Jones over the 101 a little bit more, too.
Okay. So I think that we just seen the worst season we've seen from Aaron Rodgers in a while, and there's a little bit too much recency bias there. He's only 34. This is a 8-team league, so hopefully it ends soon. I think you want that Sony side for the best running back in the thing, and I mean arguably still the best quarterback in the league in Aaron Rodgers, if not just a little bit behind Mahomes. I'm fine with a 3 to 4 year window on Rodgers in any size dynasty, to be honest with you. And I think for me it's having Sony over Connor, where I know you're conflicted with that two drink, and but that's what it is for me. I mean, the dude just had a hell of a game. I mean, he left the game injured and they still put him back in there. He had 133 yards and averaged 6.5 per carry. Yeah.
Killing it.
The direction they are gonna go. And plus, I mean, a pick that's projected at 101 in a 2-quarterback league. I don't know, man. I'm going to take that Aaron Rodgers and Sony side. It's tough to not have Mahomes, though. I wish I had some Mahomes shares, and I do not. But
so if you guys had to guess where these percentages are, me and Steve take Mahomes side.
Swag 63%
side. To which side?
Your Mahomes side.
Steve, you got a guess?
I'm going to say 58% Mahomes.
88% Mahomes.
Oh, wow. Shit. How many votes? Wow. How many votes?
165 on this one.
Okay, so decent size.
For sure.
That's
and
right.
Before we get to the next one, I do want to mention, we did mention on Attaboy at DFF Memphis, 647 votes. That boy be killing it. Tag him if you want some tweets at him too. But 65% on the Mixon side. So 35 want that Barkley.
Do you think we're being a little hard on Aaron Rodgers, like as a fantasy community, not just necessarily this trade here? Because I mean, Mahomes is a stud. Don't get me wrong. All the players in this trade are nice assets, but just like, it seems like Aaron Rodgers has been completely crapped on for one bottom of the top 10 season. Still a QB1.
Yeah, definitely a QB1. He was banged up earlier in the year, which obviously limited that mobility. So he couldn't run on his bootlegs and get away and dance around and then, you know, chuck it 85 yards. I also think Mike McCarthy's gone after this year, so he's going to have a new coaching staff. So I think you're right, Swag. I do think that we are a little too low on Aaron Rodgers. I think Mahomes and Rodgers are probably closer than we think right now. But I think the youth of Mahomes, it's super exciting for that rush.
I agree. And that offense, all the weapons he has.
Yep.
As the Aaron Rodgers Bose commercial comes on my TV.
That's hilarious. Cool. All right. Last question here from, of course, at Superflex Pod.
How'd that one get on here?
I have no idea. So Kareem Hunt value, 2019 101 and early 2019 and mid 2019 first, a 2019 mid and late first, or 3 2019 first round picks.
All right. So I'm going to hit you a little different here, Steve.
Yep.
All right. Somehow you both have Kareem Hunt, right?
Yep.
Two separate leagues.
Yep.
And you guys both suck. Like, you got like 2 wins. Like, you're out.
We're not.
With Kareem Hunt on your team, you're not good. Okay. Right? I'm a contender. I want Kareem Hunt from you. What's your price tag?
If you're a contender, I want 3 ones.
Because you know I have it.
Because I know. Well, I mean, if you have it, yeah. And also, I know your picks aren't all going to be great at the back end of the first round. And Hunt, I think, is a first round, you know, dynasty startup talent right now.
Do you have any quarterbacks you can give me? Like, whether you're not using them yet or anything besides just picks? Is that all I can squeeze here? You want Hunt pretty bad.
I do want Hunt pretty bad. I feel like that is the piece that will make me unbeatable. I don't have a spare quarterback. I mean, you want Robert Griffin? That's the kind of stuff we're talking about here.
Okay. That's not nice.
Do I have nice Cody Kessler? I'll give you Cody Kessler too.
I want
three first and Cody Kessler. No Bortles. You can have that too. I don't even care anymore.
Okay. I mean, can I get a 2020 or something though? At least a draft class.
I knew you were going that way. Fine. I'll give you a 2020 first, but you're not getting all three 19s.
How many 2020s do you have?
You can have a mid. One. You can have a mid 19 and a 2020 first.
I want two 2020s, 2020 first, and a 2020 second.
Steve, me and you are talking. I'm done with that fool.
Okay, two different leagues. I'm fine walking, dude.
Yeah, so Swag, what was that? It was
Your team sucks. Your team sucks. You're still going to suck. You don't even have a first-round pick. I got your first-round pick.
You don't have Kareem Hunt.
So I'm getting my pick back. I'm getting my nice first-round pick back.
And it's either 101 or 102. If you haven't found this out, this is real. I need Kareem Hunt, dang it.
So I need my 101 back. That's 101 or 102. I'll take that late 2019 first and your 2020 first.
So you're going to take the 101 and probably the 112.
Yep.
Let's say you win. I'm going to win.
Okay.
And my 2020 first.
Yeah.
Do you have anybody on the IR or anything that, I mean, you that would be of use to this team?
Like something
in the
fun.
Future?
Yeah,
like
somebody fun on IR.
Something that's not going to help you win this year, but.
No way I'm giving you Will Fuller. Get out of here.
No, seriously. Do you have anything like that on your IR? Or you said it's a real situation.
Yeah, when I said real situation, I probably should have like pulled that team up. So as I'm telling you this, I'm slowly stalling to pull my team up because that's how stuff works. Yeah, you want Deion Kane?
No, thank you.
Or Corey Grant?
Oh God, I think I will
not give you Cooper Kupp.
You got trade talks going here, or I mean, is this a real possibility?
It is a real possibility.
Wow,
Jesus! And I got Melvin Gordon out now. I need Hunt super bad.
Ooh, so you've got Melvin? Oh, but he's not out. So,
no.
Dude, I really don't want to do it for less than three firsts somehow, some way. And I don't know exactly where they're going to come from, but I don't want to do it for any less than that. And even that, I have to take a stop and look. I saw, oh man, are you guys in that league? No, I don't know. I saw DJ go for three firsts today.
Wow.
And I would pay more for Hunt.
Yeah, he's definitely worth – Hunt's definitely worth
it. I want to say that was a 12-team two-drink to give you some perspective, and that was a done deal. Yeah. And I wouldn't give you Hunt for DJ. I don't think either of you would. But right. I think you need to pay at least three firsts and feel good with winning. But
– Well, maybe if I can't do it, I'll go give three firsts for DJ.
You could do that too.
Or start with two. I would start with two.
Fair enough. So by the time next week's show, you guys will find out if I did it or not.
Am I in this league? Am I about to watch you get Hunt?
Find out on next week's show.
That's a tease. That business, even on Wiskatustin, he is amazing.
No, you know what, Steve? I'll just go check all his IRs and the leagues I'm in with him and
There you go.
I'll figure it out.
Just double check. All right.
Deion Kane.
Damn it.
I love it. And Cooper Kupp.
331 votes on this. So appreciate y'all for hitting that up. 53% need the 2019 first.
Makes sense.
I believe Memphis was in agreement with you, Swags. I think it was at least the three first. Mm-hmm. At least. So I'm going to try it. Swags isn't here because he's literally checking my team right now. So I'm going to have to make
this
move.
No, I'm here. I'm not checking your team. the couple leagues that I'm in with you, I don't know if it's the league I'm thinking it could be. Like I feel like you are a beast.
Yep, that's the one. But I'm going to add Hunt to it. You're welcome. Sorry. Damn. Your team sucks in there, so you don't have to worry about it.
That's love. That's straight up love right there. All right. So before we head out,
dude, it was Eckler. It was Eckler. I just saw it. It was Eckler that threw it to Melvin Gordon. He did that shit on purpose. Watch it back.
It's so good. All right. So where you can find Swag, where can they find you on Twitter?
I am at DFF underscore Swag.
Awesome. To drink.
At FL2Drink Minimum and at Superflex Pod.
I had a heck of a rant over at Rookie Fever this week. If you guys want to check it out, it's all about Thanksgiving food and
onion pudding. Did onion pudding made it?
Yeah. I'll check it out. I'll download it and check it out. Yes. Sounds great. And I am at the Real Halupka and at Superflex Trades, and we are out.
Steve, what's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh man, I'm a dessert guy. I love cherry pie, apple pie. Pumpkin pie. It's just my life.
If you are going back for seconds before you hit that dessert, what are you getting?
I am a mashed potato and stuffing guy.
Gravy?
Carb me up. Yeah, with gravy.
Hell yeah.
I like tomato pie. I make that too.
It's God, that's like a that's such are a Pennsylvania thing, now? Dude.
So no, Pennsylvania. Onion pudding Swags, and tomato totally... pie?
Swags, I've told you this many times. I'm pretty sure I even sent you a fucking picture before. Like 2-3 years ago. Just saying. Right. Next time I make that shit, I'll take pictures for you guys. It's so good. It's so good. Shit, I gotta get that onion pudding recipe.
Yep, get that recipe.
Are we still on? I have dribble shot.
Okay, let's go.
Dribble shot. Well, I don't want to do it. Never mind.
We're not doing it. He'll probably win. Extra tease. He's keeping that one probably to himself, guys.
The streak is alive.
Yeah, I'm just gonna win money by myself on that one. You guys, you should have listened. I gave you plenty.
All the onion pudding that To Drink can handle with that win.
I can handle a lot. That's what she said. Let's get out. That's you guys are stupid.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at Superflex Pod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know and helps get all you Superflexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, at The Real Halupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, at DFF underscore Swag, and To Drink, at FL2DrinkCinema. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and follow your friends, and we'll throw in all the other podcasts on the DFF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade Day, Dynasty Warzone, Daddy Watch, Technology 101, the IED Ad Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag at Superflex Pod and at Superflex Trades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBet EU. Use that promo code in all caps, Superflex, and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with a Super Flexible Podcast.